G-Dub, get that man a Shevitz.
Hey, man, take off that keeper. This ain't Yom Kippur.
Fill that glass up with that kosher juice.
Hey, man, get out from under that chuppah. We need to listen to 97.1.
It's the Valley Stud. You know what time it is, player.
97.1. It's 8 o'clock. Time for hot talk.
Yeah.
Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot.
You know it
97.1,
is.
97.1, time for ear fun.
What?
With my two main men, Conway and Whitman.
8 o'clock, time for hot talk.
Yeah.
Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot. 97.1, time for ear fun with my main man, Conway Whitman.
8 o'clock rolls around, putting on C and Dub.
Yeah.
This stuff is hot, gonna pour me some Jewish bub. We got Gina, Jerry, Tim, and Brian naming them tunes.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man. Look at you, dude.
Timmy, look at you. Timmy Conway Jr., man.
All right. Just moving to Danny Bonaducci's crazy energy drinks out of the way.
Oh, is that what that is?
I think so, yeah.
Does he got? You think about it. There's a guy who doesn't even need an energy drink. He does that show. He does that show on an energy drink.
I think so. I think the energy drinks are belong to Mr. Bonaducci. All right, big story coming out of New York. Tom Leik has just covered it for an hour, so I'm sure we'll add a lot to it.
Right. Yes.
But an amazing story. It could be over for the governor of the state of New York.
Yes, with the bombshell news today, according to thesmokinggun.com,
oh boy.
New York Governor Eliot Spitzer has been implicated in a prostitution ring.
Oh, man.
The Democratic politician and fairly newly elected governor of New York will now always be known as Client 9. One of the Johns described in a recently unsealed FBI affidavit detailing the operation of the Emperor's Club, an international call girl ring. That document, an excerpt of which you'll find at The Smoking Gun, describes hooker interactions with 10 Johns, including one client who paid cash for a February 13th rendezvous at a Washington, D.C. hotel.
Now, do you think we'll see this chick in the future?
I would certainly hope so. If she's really hot, she should get herself in Playboy or something. The New York Times, which broke the Spitzer story, has identified the 48-year-old governor as Client 9, as described in the FBI document. Client 9, in parentheses, clearly a repeat customer, apparently went to great lengths to arrange the illicit Washington encounter, choosing to mail money in advance to the ring instead of using a credit card.
Wow.
Client 9, who's...
That's a good client.
I think so, and that's the kind of client you want. I mean,
yeah, if I was opening up a prostitution ring...
Prepay?
I would start with that guy.
If I owned a prostitution ring, it would be called Prepaid Prostitutes. Client 9, whose conversations were recorded by an FBI wiretap...
Dope.
Would not do traditional wire transferring.
Oh, Bobbo.
The affidavit quotes one Emperor's Club employee remarking additionally, the affidavit notes that after her appointment with Client 9 ended, Kristen, in quotes, spoke with an Emperor's Club booker who said that she had been told that Client 9 would ask you to do things that, like, you might not think were safe.
Even Sophia can't believe it.
Kristen responded by saying essentially that she could handle guys like that.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I mean, prostitution, the oldest business on the planet.
Right. We're going to get out. Are we supposed to be outraged at this?
It's still not legal. I mean, George Carlin had the greatest line on the planet. Effing is legal and selling is legal. Why isn't selling effing legal?
You're just putting two legal things together.
Exactly.
Why, when you put, what's the logic dictate that you put two legal things together and suddenly they become illegal?
I guess so. Yeah, bad vibes. But it also, I mean, this guy, first of all, he looks like the coach of the old Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, yes.
You could double for that dude. Maybe it was the Pittsburgh Steelers coach who was banging the chicks.
No, he was, I think he was attorney general in New York, and he was certainly the clear favorite for the governor's office after Governor George Pataki left after four terms.
Oh, man. Anyway, so
three terms, forgive me.
Yeah, so he's got a wife and three kids. That's going to be a bomb at his house, you know, because now he's just got to sit there. If he resigns, now he's not governor anymore. And he's got the wife who is out, it's got to be outraged. and the kids who are going to hear it on the schoolyard. I mean, a lot of people get hurt in this deal.
Yep, and the kids. I feel so badly for the kids because, you know, I mean, I feel badly for him, too, because, you know, as a guy, and I told you my chicken ranch story, and I'm not married. I'm not a married dude, so it really doesn't even matter.
Right.
But if you're paying thousands of dollars, I don't know how much he might. Maybe he paid.
I think it was $5,000.
Wow. Okay. So that's unbelievable. He pays five.
Up front.
Up front, and he mailed
Jesus
it up front because he's a conscientious John. You pay $5,000. Does that $5,000 buy you anything other than a good bang? Doesn't it buy you confidentiality?
It should.
Well, the government got involved. There was a sting operation, and Client 9, look at Mrs. Spitzer. I got a picture of me in front of – a picture in front of me of her.
Yeah, she's not happy. The nice, or actually the thrill part of it, before this guy got caught, you know, he sends off the $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
And it may have been a week or two in advance.
Right.
He knew he was going to be in Washington, D.C.
It's Valentine. It was like Valentine's Day.
And he was going to hook up. He probably was very excited for those 2 weeks. I want to see what this $5,000 is going to buy me.
Probably got an internet site, was able to look at the chick.
Yeah.
You know.
Put a little giddy up in his step for a couple weeks.
Sure.
You know?
Yep. Getting up real early, helping the good taxpaying people of New York.
Yeah, but see, all of these guys who go into politics and all of these guys who are CEOs of big companies, the Fortune 500 companies, and people, you know, are CEOs and CFOs and COOs of Wall Street companies.
Right.
They all are really, really horny dudes.
Well, because they have a drive.
Yeah, but I'm not sure which comes first. The sex drive or the business drive?
I think,
does the business drive drive the sex drive, or does the sex drive drive the business?
I think actually, Tim, they exist simultaneously. I think you have like a guy with adrenaline and drive enough to rise to the level of governor of New York. So sure, he's also got the adrenaline and the drive to get hot chicks.
See, that's why if you're pursuing a radio guy, you got to get like a morning drive guy. Those are the guys with all the ambition and all the, you know, the sex drive. These clowns at night, man. I mean, you know, after 7 p.m. in L.A. radio, it's just a bunch of eunuchs.
Stay away.
Bunch of guys who have, you know.
You think that Brian Suits is going to F you? No way.
No way. It is. Stay away from the 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.ers in radio. They're nothing but alcoholic, drug addicts, addicted to gambling and cigarettes, and they're just disasters.
All right. It's getting a little personal. Let's focus more on Governor Spitzer if we can.
All right. So this Governor Spitzer's in a lot of trouble.
You know, the amazing thing is, though, Tim, I thought about this on the way driving to work. I was reflecting on his speech, his press conference, which I saw on television today, and I'm driving to work thinking, and I can't say what I want to say.
Why? Are you with somebody?
No, because there's...
Oh, you want to use foul language?
Yeah, I want to use a euphemism for a woman's private area.
Oh, okay.
And the power that that has, the power of the...
The big V.
Right.
Right.
It is so powerful that here's a guy...
I think it's losing its power, by the way.
Do you think it's losing its power? I think we have a clear example today where here's a guy who's the governor of New York, and by the way... Governor of New York, pretty short hop, skip, and a jump to presidential candidate. You know,
I don't know.
Sure it is. I mean, New York's one of the biggest states in America, and he's very successful. Newly elected, he's going to have a great life. But he would give it all up and just might have to because of the...
The pauses?
Because of the V.
Because, oh, I see. All right.
Because he needed it so bad. And his wife's wasn't doing it. He needed some variety. The V stands for a couple of things. It also stands for variety.
Right.
He needed it. He needed it. So he put it. And it's like the flip side, the power of the stick for gay dudes. Governor McGreevy in New Jersey. That's a guy who could have been president. Good looking dude. Beautiful wife. Nice, beautiful children. He, governor of New Jersey. He could have been president.
Now it's over.
Elected two times, I think. He was ready to go. Ready to be president.
And a chick steps in.
No, a stick for Governor McGreevy.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, McGreevy, yeah. But for most of these guys, a chick jumps in, and it's over.
Now,
but look at the problems that, I mean, the governor of New York, this Spritzer, is that how you pronounce
it? His name is Spitzer.
Spitzer, all right, there you go.
Think Spitball, Spitzer.
All right. Well, I don't have to really remember his name probably after tonight, right? Might be over.
Right, but we have an hour to discuss him.
Oh, I see. All right. And then you got the New Jersey governor who was gay, and he's out.
Governor McGreevy.
And then the guy that took over for him got in a car accident. And
Governor Corzine.
Yeah, he plowed into somebody.
But that wasn't his fault. What's going on
back east?
I don't know.
These guys. But Governor one's on the stick, one's with the chick, and the other guy can't handle his rig.
And one can't drive stick. But I don't know.
I don't know what the hell is happening on this planet. This country is so effing weird
Don't forget Senator Larry Craig either from Idaho.
Yeah, Senator Craig, and then the congressman from Louisiana with $90,000 caught in
cold
in
cash
his freezer.
How you doing, cold cash William Jefferson? How you doing?
I think everybody is so afraid of becoming. Becoming a person who is in the public eye because you can't enjoy yourself anymore.
Well, I do think you're making a very important point, Conway.
Thank you very much.
That when we scrutinize, and Bill Clinton's a great example because President Clinton, when he was, running in 1992 to be president, the Jennifer Flowers story broke. She had her big press conference. Stuttering John was there. She played tapes of Bill Clinton on the phone saying, he sounded younger, his voice was higher. Well, if they just ever ask you if anything ever happened, you just say no. I mean, you just tell them no. Deny, deny, deny. If they say that you get together with them or something, you just tell them no. And that's all you're going to say, and then you walk away. You just say no. So she's playing those tapes, and he goes on to win the presidency and then gets more effing done while he's the president, and he's arguably one of the most popular guys in America right now. He's the exception. That's the guy who could handle it. And
yeah, because he was already president.
I guess so, but he battled through for all these other guys, for the Spitzers and for the Craigs and for the McGreevies.
Marion Barry fought back. He's now mayor again. Guy got caught red-handed
with a crack,
buying crack cocaine.
With a hooker.
Smoking crack with a hooker. And he runs for mayor of Washington, D.C., the moment he gets out of jail.
These clowns, Spitzer and Larry Craig and McGreevy, they are not ready for prime time. I mean, if you want to really get a good, if you want to see how to handle a sex scandal, and not just one of them, Bill Clinton, textbook. I mean, the guy nailed it. I was watching something on one of these shows, cable shows over the weekend. It was about
Do you think Spitzer should have denied it?
No, I think he did the right thing, because if it's there, it's better just to, because if he denies it and then he's shown to be a liar on top of immoral, then he might have to leave office. But to come out and just say,
you shouldn't have waved that finger. And
let me just say to you, I want to talk for a moment like Clinton. When he was talking about education, he came out. He had a yellow tie on. I was sitting there watching it. And the crawl on the bottom of CNN said, President Clinton expected to address rumor of relationship with White House intern Monica Lewinsky.
Uh-oh.
And I said, I am sitting here until this effort says something about this, because I'm watching. And he talks about education, but Spitzer didn't have that. He had nothing else to talk about, unfortunately.
Right.
But Clinton got up there and he said, and we have together, my wife, Hillary, we have put together a package of funding of $50 billion for education. That's going to create 30,000 new public school classrooms and 15,000 new public school teachers all across America. Thank you for coming. I'm not going to take any questions, but I do want to talk to the American people. And I said,
here we go.
Where's the volume? I want to say something to the American people. And I want you to listen to me. I felt like my dad was scolding me. And then he leaned in on the podium. And I want you to listen to me. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie. Not a single time. These allegations are false. And I've got to get back to work for the American people. Thank you.
And you bought it.
Absolutely believed him. I said, that's my president who I voted for. He's not going to look at me here in my living room in New York and in the basement of where we had the TV. And he's not going to lie to me like that.
Right.
Fast forward.
So long.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky. That was inappropriate.
Was that later that night?
It was in August. It was actually on my birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in 1998, I remember it.
Oh, boy.
It took a long time for him to, or 99 maybe. 98.
Finally came around, though.
99, right. He came around.
There it is.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky that was inappropriate. In fact, it was wrong. And then he says this. I deceived so many people, including even my wife. I'm going.
Jesus Christ.
My mom was at my house at the time. So I just moved into my condo. My mom was sitting there watching it. She goes, oh, this guy's an effing mess.
All right. Now, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, right? I believe we went to the moon, even though I sometimes, just BS on the radio that I don't. I believe we went to the moon.
You think the Earth is round?
I think the Earth is round. I think that that the World Trade Center, the towers were taken down by two airplanes.
Right, terrorists.
Yeah.
And do you believe that John F. Kennedy was killed by the government?
I do not.
Right.
I do not.
I agree with you.
And I don't think that John F. Kennedy Jr. was killed. I think that he was maybe just a bad pilot.
Do you think that Hillary Clinton was behind John F. Kennedy's plane going down? Because there's that
no,
crazy.
No, she was not.
No, okay, very good. Yeah.
And I don't believe the Republicans were behind taking, Clinton down with Monica Lewinsky. But I do think it's awfully suspicious that this governor gets nailed right when gas prices are going through the roof, the economy's not doing well. And all of a sudden, everybody stops talking about the stock market that's going in the toilet, the gas prices are through the roof, oil's at an all-time high, the dollar's at an all-time low. I think some people in government might be looking for a diversionary tactic, and this certainly is one of them.
Well, I agree with you. I would think, however, though, and I think that's a great point.
Thank you.
The party that would want a diversion right now, I think, would be the Republican Party, because they're the party in power and the gas
but
prices.
But this is what this is.
No, he's a Democrat.
I know, but this is the diversion.
Oh, I got you. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
From talking about, Iraq, oil prices, the low dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, at least for a day, maybe even for the whole week.
The subprime mortgage crisis.
Yeah. These guys take a
powder.
These guys take a powder. And it also came out on the day that I believe these conforming limits have gone up as well. Did you hear about this?
That's right.
This should be the story that's on every single radio station today. Instead of this Spitzer. But it looks like the long-sought higher conforming loan limit of $729,000 is finally in effect for Los Angeles, Ventura, and a dozen other California counties. Now, you might ask yourself, well, what is that jerk-off talking about?
Yes.
I'll tell you. Right now, the conforming limit to get the best rate on the best loan is $417,000.
Right. You want to stay under that number.
Right. They've just raised that to $729,000.
Oh, boy.
This might save a lot of people in the housing business.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But that should be the topic.
No.
It shouldn't be Spitzer, but people are so caught up
in sex
and scandals. I mean, I saw something over the weekend I couldn't believe. I'm walking through the Vons Market in the Valley.
Yeah.
And I look at the National Enquirer.
Who doesn't?
And I used to think the National Enquirer was, half of it was BS and half of it was true.
I think a lot of it's true.
I think a lot of it might be true, but now I'm thinking it might be BS again.
Oh, you're flipping back the other way?
Yeah, because I saw a front page on Barack Obama.
Right.
That he has a gay lover.
Whoa, jeez.
And I thought, wait a minute.
Barack?
What the hell's happening here?
Nah, I think he's a dude. He's like a real dude.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I mean, right in front of me as I'm,
he smokes cigarettes.
Buying
and
my oranges and my...
Your produce.
And my cucumbers and my, bee pollen.
Yes.
That's not true. I was buying vodka and cigarettes. But...
Anyway,
back to the story. But where is the end to all this?
Yeah, Barack...
Everybody with, who's gay, who's not, who's banging a hooker, who's not.
Yeah.
Jesus, this country is so caught up in that.
But
in France,
the stigma exists. Not there, it does not exist.
Yeah, it's gone there. I mean, in France, the president of France, everybody in the country knew he had a mistress.
Right.
The last one was it Jacques Chirac? Was that the dude? Or before
Jacques Chirac? Well, no, the current president is
the old one,
Jacques Chirac.
No, the new one's not Jacques Chirac.
The old one's Jacques Chirac.
Yeah. He's the one that had, like, the mistress.
Oh, okay, right.
This other guy got divorced and married his mistress.
Right.
But the other dude, Jacques Chirac, had a mistress everyone knew about, and the guy would, and the chick would show up occasionally at dinners. You know, they're a little relaxed around this world with sex, but this country is still caught up in it.
It's so caught up in it. And so
why
many,
do you think that is?
I don't know, but so many people lose so much. That's why I think it would be interesting, buddy, to talk to guys who lost it all for...
You know what it is? It's you have a big head on your shoulders.
Yeah. Yes, Dad.
And you got yourself a tiny one.
Yes, I remember this talk.
And you're going to, you know, if when you let the stick trump the big brain, it's over.
So many guys have done it. They've lost families. They've lost unbelievable amounts of money, all because they the power of the woman's private area. They needed it. They wanted it. They craved it. They had to have it. Or in some cases, like with the governor of New Jersey, it's gay dudes who have to have the stick. And they'll blow up a family. They'll blow up a great job. They'll blow up a great income.
I'm glad you keep using the term up after that. But yeah, it is outrageous how much people have lost.
And have sacrificed willingly.
Yeah, but look at all the people that are now in the Spitzer family. Spitzer, right?
Yes, think of Spitball. S-P-I-T-Z-E-R.
But look at the kids are going to go through a bunch of hell now.
Oh, it's going to be hell,
Lurie, I'm sure that Chelsea Clinton went through her, you know, her troubles.
That's right. Well, and, we had to send her. What I feel most sad about is we had to send her to school, and I knew that I hurt her.
And, you know, and a lot of guys do this too. They get divorced for some chick, and you know, that, and it's great for like the first 2 or 3 months. Everything is really hot. They get divorced. They're finally having legal sex with another woman right now, and they're on they're on cloud nine. And then like 3 months later, she like does something that your ex-wife did, and you go, whoa,
and then you realize,
and then she'll do another thing that your ex-wife did, and then something else, then it, ba-ding, and she'll do a lot of that crap. All of a sudden, she becomes your ex-wife, and you're out half your money,
and you realize they're all the same at that point.
Everybody's the same.
Let's talk to guys. Right, let's talk to guys who have sacrificed so much.
How much have you sacrificed for Tail? I mean, seriously, don't BS us.
Give us dollar figures. And by the way, you don't have to give us your real name. Anonymity is guaranteed.
You got Spitzer now who sacrificed his whole political career.
Possibly.
It's over. He's never going to win another election. It's over. This country doesn't tolerate that. When you're so, you know, anti-crime and anti-prostitution, you say you're going to clean up, then you become, you know, a willing participant.
Yeah, but what about our very own, who we left out, our very own Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa? He'll win re-election.
Yeah, but that's a little different.
Why is that different?
I just think it's in Los Angeles, people are really forgiving. Back in New Jersey, there's still a lot of people who go, no, F you.
Well, it's New York, actually.
Even in New York. Back east, they, you know, they're pretty hard on that. All right. Here are the phone numbers. How much have you sacrificed for the tail? Or perhaps the stick? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. How much have you lost? How much jack have you lost for the V?
There it is.
You know?
Yep.
A lot of guys losing a lot of dough just to get that tail, man.
And they're losing great jobs if it's the New York Governor Spitzer who might lose his job. They're losing great careers. They're losing, in a lot of cases, their kids. They don't see their kids anymore.
It's a disaster. George in Riverside, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What'd you lose, dude?
Around 300 grand.
How'd that happen?
Well, I was working nights, and she was working days, and she started seeing people on the side, you know, and my brother told me later after we were divorced that he didn't feel it was right for him to come and tell me, but I said, yeah, but two Corvettes, a Thunderbird, a Cadillac, and a $250,000 house on a mountaintop.
Hmm.
I said, you could have told me something.
Oh, man.
I was not seeing anybody until she walked out on me. And when she left, she called one day and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm in bed with a friend of mine. And she raced back, file paperwork on me, which I had already done, but it didn't matter. But when my buddy says, man, you lost a lot of money, I said, you know, it was worth it, because I was spending that kind of money almost every other year trying to keep her happy, and I just got tired of it. I've been single 14 years, and I'm older than you and guy, all you guys. I'm 62.
No,
and I listen to Rikers and all you guys.
You sound like you're 21.
You're not, buddy. You ain't 62.
You're not 62, dude.
Oh, yeah. You sure am. Got five grandkids, five real good kids.
Wow.
My son won't get married because he's terrified the same thing will happen to him.
Hey, so how did that happen? I mean, you know, how long did that go on before you discovered it?
Probably about 6 months.
Wow.
And then I was working over in L.A. Of course, my old lady was a Heather Locklear lookalike. She was a real knockout. So.
Let's talk to Richard and Chino. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What have you lost?
Well, basically a potential associate's degree, $15,000 in debt, tuition with nothing to show for it.
Oh, boy. How'd that happen?
It was when I was 19, and I'm 20 now. But I was going to school full-time for culinary arts, and I was living with my mom. And it was for a stick, by the way.
We put that together.
Oh, I didn't put that together. Wait a minute.
Well,
you're living with your mom.
No, I'm no longer living.
No, but when this happened, way back when you were 19, how old was the dude you were banging?
21.
Dude, you're gay.
All right. Yeah, Jerry.
He
no,
knows
no
that.
No ass, man.
Jerry.
All right, so he's 21, you're 19.
Yeah.
And that must have been some stick, man.
What happened was because I was going to school full time, not working. So, and I was driving out to Pasadena every day.
Wow.
So I had to rely on her for gas money. And it got to the point where, like, I wanted to pursue this relationship. So, you know, I got desperate for gas money just to drive out, you know?
Oh, boy. What are you listening to in the background there? All right,
on, man,
Richard, I'm sorry that happened to you, dude. But you still see the guy?
No, actually, we broke up yesterday.
Oh,
no.
I'm so sorry. I hope you're feeling okay.
Jerry, please. Has it been an emotional breakup?
It's been building up over the past.
Yes. Who broke up with who?
I broke up with him.
Uh-oh.
All right.
But then, and then I found out he's moving to Oregon on Wednesday, so that just kind of...
Uh-oh.
That kind of crushed
your
heart.
Yeah, but you're young, dude. You shouldn't just have one stick in your life.
I mean, you're only 20. You are 21,
yeah,
you
you're 21?
I'm 20.
You're 20, dude. You got to, I mean, you know, be careful, but you got to, you know, don't get into a relationship when you're 20.
Right. I mean, especially if you're, I mean, it would seem to me if you're living in Los Angeles and you're a young man who is gay, you do want to be careful. That's the most important thing, as Tim said. But, you know, you can enjoy yourself. Last time I checked, I think there's a healthy gay population in the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah. And the problem with the bad reputation, which was a huge reason why I moved out of my mom's house, was because, you know, I got so desperate for money to just be able to drive out there. You know, I pawned my TV for gas money, and that made her think that I was doing crystal meth.
Oh, I see. Now, did she know you're into dudes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's a hairstylist. She's fine with it.
Oh, but, right. Where's Dad in the whole mix?
He was never really around. He passed away when I was 13.
Oh, boy.
He passed away when you were 13?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it wasn't a close relationship. They were divorced when I was born. Wow. So.
All right. Well, I hope you find yourself a big stud. And,
and a decent stick.
Yeah, and don't worry about that, dude. I mean,
you'll be fine.
What's your type, though?
Hi, okay. Dad.
Type?
What's your type?
Jerry, please.
I guess white.
White?
Yeah.
Does he have to be tall?
Well, preferably, because I'm 6'2", so, like, at least kind of, you know, eye level.
What about a decent job?
Decent job? You know, that wasn't really a factor before. I mean, honestly,
good. Yeah. All right. Well, then I think we're 3 for 3. Hold on 1 second. All right, Jerry, I did leg work, man. It's up to you to close the deal.
Go ahead. He's online.
All right. Let's talk to Eric in Venice. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
How you guys doing?
All right, man. Bad phone, man.
Bad effing phone, man. Bad effing phone, man. Jerry laughs at those bad phones.
Hi, Stud.
Gregory in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hi, Stud.
Yes, gentlemen. Hey. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm not calling specifically per your subject, and I cleared it with your interviewer.
Did you clear it with her?
Yes.
Yes. Did she submit? Do you know if she submitted the form to us?
Well, I presume I'm talking to you.
All right. What do you got?
I just wanted to know, why do you gentlemen, and I've heard it about 3 times, especially like with this last gentleman, when the women talk, when you make reference to the sexual proclivities of the women,
sure.
You don't go and say the women are gay if they happen to have an interaction with a woman.
That's not true.
Man
we do.
Does, you automatically globally classify
Come
him
on,
as
man,
gay.
Come on, man, you're gay.
No, dude, no, that's
but,
not...
But can I ask you this? No,
sir, you're...
Yeah, if you're calling up to say that we're gay bashing,
no,
call
I'm not
those
saying
things.
That.
Right, but
saying...
no, but sir, you have to understand something before you continue. Your argument is predicated on a falsehood. What you've said is untrue. Your premise is flawed.
Well,
no, when a chick calls up and she's a lesbian, we ask her some questions, too. Yeah, because, listen, you know, not often do you get to talk to a guy who's open about being homosexual or a woman who is open about being homosexual. And it's interesting to heterosexuals.
And we love to talk to lesbian women. Whenever they call, they go right to the top of the line.
Yeah.
We talk to them all the time, sir. I don't think you listen enough.
Oh, no, I do. In fact, I listen to, what is it, the triplets?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Okay, now, she is a heterosexual, but she is openly stating that, you know, she's an open-minded woman.
No, she's not heterosexual.
Well, she makes a big flat.
Oh, Bobo.
You don't listen to it. Oh, I love that drama. Oh, the audience didn't hear it, but that's Tony Soprano.
Jerry is out of control.
That is great.
Why would you play that, dude?
That's fine. Oh, you can't use
I've heard that on like other shows before.
I've heard that
drop played before many other shows.
Don't play it on this
show. All
right.
No problem.
Made me laugh.
I can't believe I got to tell you that.
Oh,
all right. How much have you lost because... Mm-hmm. Of that big V, man.
Yeah.
Or perhaps the stick. Who knows?
It goes both ways.
Yeah. But you're operating and you're thinking with the small brain, which is downstairs, how much does it cost you?
Yeah.
In wives, child support, perhaps she took you for a run, took a run at your cash and busted you out.
How much has it cost you in precious time with your children?
Yeah.
All for that. Because you needed it.
You needed that, man. 520-9710. How much has sex cost you in your life? It looks like Governor Spitzer, it's going to cost him his career, possibly his family.
Yeah.
And lots of dough.
Client.
Because he wanted it, man.
Client 9, and apparently spent $4,300.
All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway Ann Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, at 10 o'clock tonight, we have Malibu Dan coming in, Stump the Monkey, Sam Simon coming in.
Yeah, Stump the Monkey for cash.
Yeah, from Cheers and The Simpsons. Guy's got a ton of money, and he's going to lay some jack on Malibu Dan as the resident monkey if he gets any of these questions right.
So far, Sam Simon has been relatively safe in having to dispense money to Malibu Dan because, unfortunately, the monkey... answering more questions incorrectly than he is correctly.
Yeah, 10 o'clock tonight. All right, how much does the big V cost you? It looks like Governor Spitzer. It could cost him his family, his fortune, his kids, his political career, yeah. Everything.
Client 9.
Hope that that one night with that Kristen chick was pretty good.
Yeah, man.
Let's talk to Sarah in Hollywood, see what she's up to. Sarah, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Great.
All right.
No, I work as an escort, so I work in the business.
All right.
And, you know,
high end or low end?
High end.
Which is how much a night?
You know, it really varies because you go out on a minimum and then you get tipped. It's like an hourly portion and you split a portion with your boss.
Right. But you'll, but there's an answer to the question. You'll take, what's the least you'll take?
Well, you know, it's not really a least. Because you're always splitting money with a service and the people that set you up on the call.
How much did you make last year total?
I make over $100,000 a year.
Good for you.
If a guy has $1,000, you're in, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, in as far as talking to them and dealing with them, I mean, really they're paying you based on their on your time as an
right.
escort.
Do you ever spend the weekend with somebody, the 48 hours?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, no. Travel with them and stuff?
What does that cost a dude? Like if he says, stay the weekend, 48 hours, come Friday, leave Sunday.
You know, usually it's like a $20,000 kind of call.
Wow. Look at you. You only need five of those a year.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's working.
Yeah. Now, are you a white, black, Hispanic? What are you?
White.
And how tall are you?
5'5".
All right. Now, if you were like 5'10", do you think you would double your rate?
I think I would be walking catwalk blocks and be like the next Gisele Bündchen. But unfortunately, my height doesn't attribute to that.
What was your reaction when you heard the story today about Governor Spitzer in New York? And there's a sting operation, and he turns up as client 9, and now it looks like everything he's worked for in his life, his family, could all be crashing down now.
Well, you know, that's a horrible thing. I mean, there's supposed to be a protection for you working as the escort and the gentleman who's the John.
Right.
Basically,
that's what you pay for. Hey, how long have you been in the business?
Exactly, because loose lifting ship.
All right. How long?
8 years.
8 years?
Yep.
And how old are you?
25.
Wow. So you've been doing it since you started 17?
18.
All right, 18. All right. Let's not panic here. We're not we're not ICE or, the FBI.
No one's going to arrest you as a result of this.
But, all right, so you're 18 when you started this. How did you get into it?
I needed money. I needed $700-$800 to come up with insurance. I was in college, and I had to re-register my car and pay insurance.
Do you remember your first client?
No.
You don't?
Really?
No, what? I mean, I started working as a dancer.
Oh, I see. Oh, and then just segged from dancing to meeting guys outside the club for money.
On very rare occasions, I had a few gentlemen that I would sometimes see and entertain and such like that.
You told Tim...
What's the best year you ever had?
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Oh, I mean, it just isn't about money. I mean, this is a confidentiality kind of thing.
I know, but I mean, what's the best financial year you had?
You said you did 100 last year, so have there been better years?
I mean, it goes up and down a bit, and it depends how much you want to work, the kind of clientele you have.
At what age does it start going down for good?
Well, it's not really about an age kind of bracket. It's about maintaining and keeping yourself looking and such like that.
Right, and you work out?
Yeah, obviously. It's a lot of women, the party lifestyle and constantly, you know, drinking a lot of booze puts a lot of...
Do you do that? You do a little blow, a little weed?
No. I've tried to be pretty clean, you know.
What's your cup size?
Helps keep you look good.
And what if, has a woman ever called you?
No. I specifically would never deal with a couple. Just dealing with couples in a club, women are worse than men.
Really?
Tend to be more aggressive, more handsy, and that's two of them versus one of me.
But would you, if a woman called you, you know, without her husband and wanted to see you, would you see a female client or you just see dudes?
Definitely not. I'm not a lesbian.
All right. And who are you voting for president this year?
Huh?
Obama. He's the because he has the guts to swear on the Quran.
To what?
He has what?
Because he has the guts to swear on the Quran and not, you know, go by the normal thing and be meek and bow down and go, okay, I'll swear on the Bible.
But when did he swear on the Quran?
I don't know. I heard when they were trying to swear him in that he voted and sweared on the Quran because
that's a complete lie.
That was someone else. That was someone else. That was a congressman.
That's all you know about him, huh, baby?
As far as how would I put it? I don't really follow politics too closely.
No kidding.
Really?
It changes every day.
Jesus Christ.
Well, not really.
But the number
changed
one.
Changed about every 8 years,
but
actually.
The number one attribute.
Unfortunately, that's what's going on here. And, I mean, the last 8 years, this country, the money's gone less and less and less and less. So
that's right. How's the stripping business? When the economy's in the toilet, is the stripping and hooker business better than when it's going well?
You know, right now it's kind of in the toilet.
So you guys are getting hurt as well.
You're taking lower rates.
No, we're not taking lower rates. We're just getting hurt.
Right. You guys need more lobbyists.
Well, we need more people. We need more we need more money in the system. I mean, a lot of the money and people don't really have access to cash as much as they used to.
What's the weirdest thing a guy's ever asked you to do? Whether you did it or not.
To put coleslaw in my mouth and spit it back in his.
To put what?
Coleslaw.
I was spitting in his mouth.
I hate coleslaw.
High-end coleslaw from like Arts or Jerry's or low-end from fast food?
You know, I was in Vegas and he went to some cheapy place and just picked up some coleslaw and said I'll be back and came back 20 minutes later and asked me to put some in my mouth and spit it back in his.
It sounds like that was during the World Series of Poker.
Now, Sarah, when he left the room, to get the coleslaw because he wanted to transfer the coleslaw. He wanted to kiss you and transfer coleslaw, I guess, from his mouth to yours.
I was dancing in a club at this point.
Right. Oh, you're working in a club.
Yeah, this was some crazy guy in Vegas at 6:00 one morning in a nudie bar that, you know, had nothing else better to do.
Did he have any other habits with, sides, with rice or... corn.
No, give it all to
all right, baby. We can't use that term, darling.
Wow.
All right.
Who's got these people calling? You think they're...
I don't know if people just feel really comfortable talking to us on the air.
I think that's it.
Or whether people are just incredibly uninformed as to what we can and cannot say on the air.
I think they get really comfortable.
I don't know. How about that chick? The only thing she knows about Obama is he swore on the Quran when he became senator.
And it's not true.
Not true at all. Oh, country. Everyone complains it's going in the toilet. Yeah, because for people like her, it's going in the toilet. Nobody knows anything.
All right, she sounds like a sweet girl.
All right. I'm sure she's fine. All right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. The top 10 Letterman list is coming up right now, and then news at 9. Stump the Monkey at 10. How do you beat that for a program? I dare you. Flip around the station. Try to beat that, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
Man, I said it, man. He needed it. He needed it.